Welcome to Gaming and Gabbing, where video and tabletop gamers unite.
A podcast where we level up with you on our journey to ultimate nerddom. I'm your Wizard of Weird, Dayanne Hutton.
And I'm your Rogue of Realness, Amber Plaster.
And let's hit start.
Welcome back, baby barbarians. My name is Amber, and I just wanted to just welcome you back into the fold. One giant internet high five from me to you. Is there a lot of things going on? Yes. Are we glad to be back? Yes. Do we have things to cover? You betcha. So, I just wanted to welcome y'all back, and what we're going to do for this episode is... we are going to listen to Day and her fantastic list of resources of Twitch streamers that are of people of color, as well as some fantastic discussions and YouTube videos that you can watch for free around the issue of Black Lives Matter. And with that being said, I appreciate you listening and learning with us. Just a quick aside from me to you, I just want to kind of cover, if you guys haven't been following what's been going on, you know, maybe you're listening to this in the future, and the future is a place without racism. Who knows? Listen, I don't know your life, but I do know that I need you to understand everything. So put your gorgeous little ears closer and listen to me. Gaming and Gabbing, or G&G, took last week off to process the steaming pile of dog poop that is the news right now. I personally spent an entire day crying, and basically just having a total meltdown of not trusting the system, feeling like my family is full of ignorant racists that will never change, feeling helpless, feeling like just all of the things. And on top of, you know, quarantine and working three jobs, it just was stressful for me. Imagine how stressful it must be for someone if their skin is black. I only had to deal with that for a few days. That stress, that realization of how dark the world can be. And black people have to deal with this every day. Every day. Last week, as you most of you may know, Minneapolis citizen George Floyd was accused of signing a bad check, which in and of itself seems very strange. And as it turns out, the check was indeed fine. It was fine. George Floyd had a record, so I guess that was more than enough for Officer Chauvin to handcuff George, start pushing him around, and knee him on his neck and stomach until he choked to death on camera with multiple witnesses trying to get the officer off of him. The video is horrifying, and the last thing that George Floyd said was calling out to his mama. He said, "Mama," a full-grown man cried out for his mama. That was the last thing that he said. Okay? So, along with other countless black lives that have been lost to police using excessive force, like Breonna Taylor, who should have turned 27 this week, who a few weeks ago was shot dead in her bedroom while she was sleeping, which to me sounds like a clickbait Facebook story. Like, I just can't even believe it. Like, I literally cannot believe something like that would just happen by police. It just blew my mind. We want to think police is there to protect us. I mean, that's what I've been taught my whole life. And I have had nothing but fantastic experiences with police. And look at me. I'm white. So how would I know? Breonna Taylor was shot sleeping in her bed by a police unit, not just one person, but an entire unit of police that broke into her house. The door was locked, broke in, looking for a fugitive, assumed it was her, it was not her, and they shot her while she was sleeping. Okay? So it's things like that. When we say Black Lives Matter, This is what we're talking about. We're just simply giving a name to multiple instances that are piling up and need change, okay? We just need to establish that the G&G family is firmly against racism. And we believe that Black Lives Matter. Yes, of course, quote unquote, all lives matter. I get that. I get that that's an argument for some of you. But what we're going to continue to do is focus on the urgent problem at hand, okay? When we say Black Lives Matter and you come back with Blue Lives Matter or All Lives Matter, you sound really ignorant. And I know that that's not your intention. Maybe you are just trolling, but I think for the most part, All Lives Matter sounds good, you know, and I have family that are in the police force and I don't want them to die. But at the same time, they're armed. They signed up for this. They know what they're doing. Somebody walking down the street unarmed does not have that same luxury, nor do they have immunity in court like the police do. Okay. So when we say Black Lives Matter, it does not mean kill all the white people. It does not mean white people have no problems. Look how privileged you all are. You're all rich and none of you have ever had a problem in your life. That is not what we're saying. And I feel like some white people are taking it that way. But I'm going to need you to just take that feeling and flush it down the toilet. Because it's not real. Because that's not what we're saying. All right. Day, my lovely, gorgeous co-host, Dayan Hutton, has put together a fantastic list of creators and podcasts for you to check out. This is something that we have put together. We thought, what can we do to talk about this? I don't want to just sit here and spread, you know, negativity, but I also can't stay quiet. So what do I do? So we decided, let's put together a list of Black creators that we can amplify and just give them the mic, you know? If... It's not enough, but it's something. And I think trying to speak up and trying to do something is always going to be better than being silent. Okay. So if you're trying and you don't know what to say, good for you. Like, still get out there and educate yourself and learn and open up your mind and your heart to different walks of life. And, this episode may or may not come off a little preachy, and we do not mean for it to, because as you know, I reserve my preaching for the Church of New Horizons in Animal Crossing. But I am going to need you to listen to this episode, because if you can't get through it, I don't know how long this relationship's going to last, okay? So, first, Day is going to cover the streamers and the YouTube videos that she recommended, and then I'll rudely interrupt Day with a list of some dope podcasts that you can add to your list. For those few seconds that you're not listening to Gaming and Gabbing, obviously.
Hello, baby barbarians. It is so good to be talking with you again. I am here after a week of our absence. We apologize for that, but we did want to take some time off to pause and reflect and listen and learn to those whose voices deserve to be heard right now. We did release a list of Black nerdy content creators on our Instagram, other fellow podcasters with the love for the nerd. So please do check that out if you haven't already. And this week, Amber and I thought that the way we could best use this platform to help in the cause and the movement was to discuss some of our favorite Black content creators on Twitch. Some of these content creators are friends of mine. Some of them I've, you know, been following on Twitter for a little bit, but haven't checked out as much. And others of them I found this week because I came to the realization that I myself had been in what I'm calling an echo chamber of sorts of white content creators. And I didn't even realize it. And that's the problem. I didn't even realize it. So I have made a promise to myself to change that and fix that. And so I'm going to share some of the awesome people I discovered with you. and I will continue to share them, because this work is not over. It is not just for a day or a week or a month. It's for life. So, yeah, without further ado, let me get into some really great content I found over this past week. I'm going to start with, actually, there were two sort of round table panel type situations I watched on Twitch with different Black creators on Twitch, and they were discussing their feelings, their experiences, how this has affected them as creators, how this continues to affect them as creators, what they want to see changed. And so I'm going to share those with you. They're both on YouTube. I highly recommend watching them. They were very, very educational. I am so glad I caught them and watched them. And then also, there's a really cool thing that we can all enjoy. This was sent to me, and it is a bundle for racial justice and equality. You get 740 plus works, 560 plus creators, 3,400 in value, $5 minimum donations, all proceeds donated. And I'm looking at Oxenfree. I'm looking at Night in the Woods. I'm also looking at a game that's called Be Gay, Do Crimes, which is perfect for Pride Month. There are so many games on here. Lord knows I don't need any more games, but it's for a good cause, okay? So I'm gonna get them. There's also a game called Plant Daddy, and it just says, grow plants in your sunny apartment. Right up my alley. Here for it. So definitely check that out. It'll be on my Twitter as well. And snag that. Good games do good, you know? That's what it's all about. And so that's a really fun thing you can donate to and get some games out of. Then in regards to these panels I watched, the first one is called Black AF Roundtable, and it is on Tanya DePass's YouTube channel. Of course, we will put the link in the episode description. And it is a roundtable that is Black AF, creators in the RPG space having a long overdue convo, but in front of a few thousand folks, about race, racism, and being Black in the RPG space. Hosted by Critical Bard, and the people on the panel were Christina Ariel, whose Instagram I immediately followed, and she has so many dope cosplays. I mean, so good. Among other things, I am so glad that I follow her now, and I can't wait to consume all her content. There's Gabe James of Gabe James Games. Honey and Dice at Honey and Dice, who had the best voice for animation. I want her to voice all the things. Brandon at Swordsfall 1, Michael Sinclair II of Michael Crits, and then Tanya, of course, who is Cypher of Tyr. And Tanya is actually, she's a friend, acquaintance of mine. We have been on a few mental health panels together. She is a fellow Take This ambassador with me. We've both been a part of that since its beginning, and she's an incredible human, okay? She is incredible. I realized over this weekend that, like, or this week, that everyone knows who she is, and I'm not surprised. Her own Twitch bio says, Chicagoan, gamer, geek, reader, and writer of fiction, and she is the founder and director of I Need Diverse Games, the nonprofit, that it seeks to bring projects, works, and research by marginalized folks to light. We also seek to discuss, analyze, and critique identity and culture in video games through a multifaceted lens rooted in intersectionality. I know she's been at PAX with I Need Diverse Games. I know I've seen them there. And it's definitely, definitely a nonprofit to check out. So yeah, this panel, just please watch it. Please. It's an hour long. It's eye-opening. It shouldn't be eye-opening, which is the problem. And the other panel that I watched was Dr. Broman's podcast, episode 110, Black Lives Matter. And he kind of just opened up his podcast and then let some Black creators talk. There was I Am Brandon TV, who you should definitely follow. I've been following him on Twitter for a while now, and he's just got great stuff on there. Ex Mira Mira and Big Cheese Kit, Liberal LeBron, and Majin Taj. And Big Cheese is someone who is another person that I follow on already followed on Twitch. And entertainment value up the butt. Like, Tony and I were just sitting there in awe. He made a whole song for someone that raided. He got up and we counted. He must have had like four different cameras. He had all this fantastic, like, such quality. Find this podcast on Rare Drop. Again, we will put the link in the bio. And I don't know, like, I obviously followed everyone that was in all of these panels because I loved listening to them speak and wanted to continue listening to them speak. I haven't caught them all live yet. I know Mira Mira does a lot of Sims content, but I believe I remember her saying she's looking to kind of go more into variety. And then there's some other people. Another friend of mine who streams, his name is LaRoyal. His His Twitch is Royal T No Y, which has been his Instagram handle for a while. And I feel really dumb because it took me until a few weeks ago to understand it, that it was like royalty, but with no Y, because his name is just Royal T. Anyways, I felt stupid. The end. He is newer to streaming and doesn't have a super crazy consistent schedule yet, but he has been on like during quarantine and everything. He's a super talented cosplayer. He works with Tony at Universal. Just an all-around wonderful human. He has a TikTok. It's mostly cosplay. He does flips. It's good stuff. I also discovered this past week DJ Knight, who was just so knowledgeable. I think the first time I caught a stream, he was changing around. He was adding a bunch of alerts on stream. He was messing with his settings. And I didn't even realize that you could do that all in Stream Elements. And his was all in Stream Elements. And he had so many specific ones. And he's got that Go XLR, which I keep hearing about and just need to know more about. And just a really nice dude that was super engaged with chat, even though he had like hundreds of people in there. I just had a good time. I like just had him on in the background, which is not something I usually do. I like just left his stream on and was like putting away my laundry and doing all my stuff, just like listening to the stream. And I was like, oh, I get it now. I get lurking now. Like, is that a dumb thing? I get lurking now. Obviously follow I Am Brandon. He's someone I've been following for a while, like I said, on Twitch. He's someone you should follow if you're interested in gaming. He just is. So, do it. Next up, I've got Game Tracks, and I hung out with him for a few hours, I feel like, the other night. He was playing Castlevania 2, which I'd never seen any Castlevania, and he plays mostly retro games, and it was great. I was like, oh, Castlevania is actually, like, this is really cool. Like, oh, whoa, you're in Egypt now, but the sand is hot pink. Okay. Oh gosh, Frankenstein. Okay. And so yeah, he's a really great retro gamer to check out for sure. And then we've got Black Nerd Games, who is Black Nerd Comedy on YouTube. He's a big YouTube guy. I've met him a few times through some mutual friends. We've done the Completionists Indieland charity together. He's just a really great guy. He's obviously funny. His YouTube is Black Nerd Comedy. I think there was a sketch he did. It had to be in like 2014 or 15 where he was being Pikachu and someone was trying to like throw a Pokeball and catch him, and he was just like, I have a family, what are you doing? I will always remember that sketch. So follow him on YouTube, follow him on Twitch. He plays a lot of like Nintendo games, but some retro games as well. And Andre's just, his name is Andre, and he's just fun. For anyone who's also a big comic book nerd, you gotta follow Domo Stanton. Domo Stanton does a lot of art. I caught him doing a 24-hour art stream, and he's drawn for like DC and Marvel, and he just has all this amazing. I followed his Instagram to see more of his art, and it's just all this amazing, all these amazing prints and kind of comic book superhero art situations. He only sells prints at cons, because I immediately looked to see how I could buy one of his prints, and he only sells them at conventions. RIP conventions. Someday we'll get back to them, and I will find his art and purchase it. I sent it to a couple of my friends that are big comic book nerds, and I was like, follow this guy. Look at his stuff. It's so good. Cat Scratch. Cat Scratch is amazing. We raided her today after my stream. I've got to find her bio is the best. It's like always last in the leaderboards, first in your heart, which I just connected to on such a deep level of not being good at games. We raided her today. She was playing Minecraft Dungeons, and she was just like with two of her mods and just screaming and like laughing and joking around. And I stayed in that stream. Usually after I raid, I'm like, I'm really hungry, I need to pee, I want to get out of this onesie. But I stayed for a while because I was just like, her energy was infectious, and I was super super there for it. So Cat Scratch is another great person to follow. So yeah, I think that is a healthy amount of people to start you off with. Really, what I most want is for anyone listening to this to go watch the Black AF Roundtable or go watch the podcast on Dr. Broman's podcast channel. And there are a lot of other people that I follow who I just haven't been able to catch live yet. And I feel bad mentioning them if I actually don't understand what their content is yet. So I'm trying to just keep it to people whose content I have seen and consumed, and can rightfully kind of give you a little blurb about what they do. So I apologize for that, because there are wonderful. One of the things that they kept saying in the roundtable was about like, well, have you ever looked for us? Like, have you ever looked, like, we're here, we've been here, have you looked for us? And that's like I mentioned earlier, where I had to realize I have fallen short, because no, I wasn't seeking out diversity in my content creators. I admittedly kind of find my content creators pretty lazily, in that it's just like, oh, you're a friend of a friend, I should check you out. Or, oh, you raided me, let me check you out. And that's me being lazy. And I'm not gonna do that anymore. Admittedly, I feel awkward talking about this, but I'm talking about it anyways. And I'm probably messing up and saying something that I shouldn't. And that's fine, because I will learn from it, and then I won't do it again. So I'm trying to humbly venture forth on this path of learning where I've done wrong and how to do better. And I'm just an awkward person, so I'm doing it awkwardly. And I know that's coming across in the way I am talking right now, most likely also because I'm by myself and not with Amber, because scheduling things got a little kerfuffly. Yeah, so now I'm just kind of in a room talking to a microphone by myself, without anyone to dialogue with, which is super great.
Okay. Day, I can see that you're tired and that your words are getting hard to speak. And I'm here for you. I'm here for you, girl. I got you. So let me hit y'all up with some podcasts to listen to. Other than the Gaming and Gabbing podcast, I know that the only thing you guys are doing is listening to this podcast over and over again and giving us 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, as well as sharing the podcast. I cannot ask for anything more, but I'm going to. I'm going to ask you to follow these podcasts, because you just have to. I'm not saying stop listening to Gaming and Gabbing, but it's like, you know, like you you want to branch out, you know. So I'm going to give you some awesome, nerdy people of color to check out. And that is your homework for today. You can choose one streamer. You can choose one podcast. I don't care what it is. But how about you just open up your world a little bit and be like, hey, I heard you from the Gaming and Gabbing podcast. They recommended you as a creator I should check out. And just get involved and continue to support Black businesses and Black streamers long after the little black squares from your Instagram accounts are gone. Please and thank you. All right. And as usual, the links to every single one of these streamers' video and podcast can be found on the description of our podcast. You can check it out at anchor.fm/gaming. N is a Nancy Gabbing. All right, here is a list of podcasts that you need to check out. We first have Your Geeky Guide to Pop Culture Entertainment at Black Girl Nerds. Check them out, as well as Triggered Talk TV. We also have Black Nerd Squad, which is a squad of blurds, which I assume stands for Black Nerds, which I like a whole lot. A squad of Black A squad of blurds online embarking on their nerdy journey. That just sounds funny. And a little bit off topic, but we have the spiritual podcast hosted by Aaliyah Lovely of Spiritual Shit. Her name is Aaliyah Lovely, and her podcast is called Spiritual Shit. New episodes every Monday. She is a energy coach, a medium into tarot cards. She is an author and a lover of anything weird, which, as you know, we love. We also have the Console Kids podcast. Four friends talk about their games, movies, and off-the-wall topics that they love. Join them. Be a part of the group. They're on Apple Podcasts at the Console Kids. And then we have the Human Blacks podcast. And I think they put it pretty dang great. Human Blacks say, we're all just human, but some lucky ones get to be black. So let's talk about it with two of the flyest nerds you'll ever meet. Rock on. And you can find them at anchor.fm/human-blacks. Thank you guys so much for listening, for being here. I hope this episode was somewhat entertaining. I know it was a little bit more serious, but I felt like we just had to at least acknowledge what was happening before we get to continue talking about video games. Thank you to all of our patrons. We do have a Patreon if you want to check us out at patreon.com/gaminginisanancygabbing. Special shout out to the Elite Elias and the Masterful Mark for their patronage. We appreciate you each and every week, and we will be back next Wednesday. You can keep the conversation going with me at Amber Plaster on all social media, and you can also recommend more videos, podcasts, and especially people of color creators that you find that are super nerdy, super awesome, and you think that we should enjoy. Shout them out. We have an awesome Instagram and active Twitter where we get lots of good feedback from you guys. So thank you so much for all these recommendations. And we will see you guys next time. Day, you want to sign off?
You can follow me at Dayan Hutton on YouTube and Twitter, and at Dayabraham_Lincoln on Instagram and on Twitch. And we will be back next week with more nerdy content for your ear holes. Love you guys.